Welcome to EG Extra, a snapshot of the news shaping your investment future.
So, you want to be a cannabis investor? Well, I've got news for you. Lots of it. I've signed up to receive alerts about anything cannabis related in the public markets, and it's hard to make sense of it all. What is the difference between fully funded square feet and regular square footage? When is an asset not an asset at all? One of the biggest barriers to profit for cannabis investors has to be all the noise. But which noise do you listen to? Take Namaste, for example. In 2018, Citron Research reported that the company repeatedly put out misleading statements to shore up support. Its CEO once infamously claimed that the company would soon be listed on the NASDAQ. That never happened. Companies like this have taught us to be critical, and rightfully so. But the question is, when does criticism give way to cynicism? One company that's been taking heat in the past few months is Chiron Life Sciences, a Canadian cannabis company operating primarily in Latin America. Now, it's true they're an EG client, and we do get paid to write up their news releases. But as someone schooled as a journalist, it's my responsibility to tell the truth. My responsibility will always be to the reader, to you. I call things like they are, and that's a point of pride here at Equity Guru. It's my genuine belief that Chiron Life Sciences is a solid company that's getting intense scrutiny as a result of a crackdown on bad faith actors in the space. Namaste. I don't like using the term fake news because it's basically lost all meaning by this point. But when Namaste or any other company puts out misleading information, it should be called out. But things get a little tricky when there's language barriers, rules about corporate disclosures. It's hard to parse sometimes. Here's an example. In March of this year, MJ Biz Daily publishes an article about who has licensed and government-approved cultivars in Colombia. Cultivars are basically just cannabis strains. And fair enough, if you want to invest in a Canadian company that's involved in Colombia, it's important to know if they've been given the go-ahead. Can they grow? Especially if you don't know Spanish. After all, things work a little differently in Latin America, and a license might mean something entirely other than what it means here. Back to the article. Alfredo Pascual, the author, covered the most prominent Colombian companies which did in fact have licensed cultivars. Chiron was only listed as having said no comment, and left off the good news list, that is the list of companies which have been approved. But in a conversation with the article's author, I raised the point that the framing was a little strange. The problem is, Chiron doesn't need to have 100 strains ready for growing. They make CBD-infused cosmeceuticals, skin creams, moisturizers, that sort of thing. It's a weird metric to apply against companies which are purely for medical cultivation, and then here's a company which has an entirely different business plan, and they're being graded on the same thing. It doesn't make sense. Pascual conceded that point, but said, if the government agency websites can't be counted on, which is where he found his information and didn't see Chiron, if you can't count on them, who can you count on? That's a fair point. As we've discussed, things work a little differently in Colombia. Here's President of Chiron Life Sciences, Chris Naprawa, to explain.
It's not like the Health Canada website that everybody had algorithms running on it 3 years ago to find out who was getting their license every morning. ICA is not just a cannabis website. It's for all of agriculture. I had JB call them and say, how often do you update the website? And he said, we try to do it every 3 or 4 months.
Okay, fine. Chalk that one up to miscommunication. But it isn't the last thing Chiron's been hit with lately. In March 30th, an article from El Heraldo, a Spanish publication, reported that there was an investigation into the allocation of cannabis cultivation licenses for companies operating in Mexico. Chiron was the only company named in the piece by name. But besides the clickbaity-esque headline trying to tie a former president of Mexico, Vicente Fox, who sits on Chiron's board, to corruption and shady dealings, it's clear the story doesn't have legs. In the third paragraph, the writer admits the investigation is just a bog-standard review, which takes place regularly as administrations change over. But that doesn't sound as sexy. Then there are the rumors of Chiron products being pulled from shelves and mold and, well, I'll let you hear from the horse's mouth. Here's Chris Naprawa again.
Yes, Quita is being pulled from shelves by consumers and taken to the cash register and paid for. That's what's happening. So we continue to add on stores. We announced that we're in almost 200 stores now. We announced that we'll be in 700 by the end of the year. That continues to be an ongoing effort here. Our marketing team continues to get that done. Somebody else told us, posted something that we're putting Vaseline in our products in Mexico. That was a good one since we're not even selling products in Mexico at this time. This is the level of silliness. There's an ongoing rumor about mold at our facility. Well, we just registered all these strains, and to do that, they have to inspect all of our plants and all of our facilities. Clearly we don't have any issues there. We passed all that stuff with flying colors.
I don't mean to harp on Chiron too much, but we think it's a solid company that's gotten a raw deal. But when government websites don't regularly update themselves and companies can't respond to any and all articles about them due to disclosure regulations and requirements, it can scare off investors. And Chiron's a great company. Its chart looks great, and as we said months before they became a client, I'd like to add. The takeaway for you is this. Don't wait for the media class to digest information for you. They've most likely got the same access to it as you do, and can only give you as much info as they can cram in before a deadline. Look, take a peek at balance sheets yourself, listen to executive interviews, and if they seem genuine, and this feels right, trust yourself. I know I'd rather take my gut feeling over somebody else's, wouldn't you? For Equity Guru, I'm Ethan Reyes.
You've been listening to EG Extra. See you next time.